Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, we're back.
Welcome
again.
Sunday.
Woo-wee. It's going to be weird years down the road. We're like, oh, this one was on Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, well, the date will be on it.
Well, yeah, of course.
On the site.
See, I'm slow.
Provided we, like, you know, don't go under and take it offline or something.
Ew.
But I don't think we'll be doing that.
No, hope not. Anyway.
I just bumped into a chair.
I just bumped it with my butt. Yeah.
Trying to sit on the top of the chair.
No.
I know you're not sitting on a chair. I'm just bothering you.
Yes. So, we're here, and we decided...
You talk.
All right. Well, I was going to. That's why I was.
I know. That's why I did that.
Oh.
Just to be an idiot.
Oh, okay.
I'm tired, everybody.
Apparently.
I haven't been sleeping right.
We decided that we heard about this drink that somebody made up. Okay. I guess we have to explain the whole thing.
Yeah.
For people who aren't from Canada and didn't read my little post from... a couple of weeks ago? Wow. Our leader of our NDP, the NDP party who became the opposition, which is like the party with the second biggest seats in the House, he had a battle with cancer and he lost. And his name is Jack Layton, and he passed away.
The New Democratic Party, though.
Yeah, like anybody's going to care what that means outside of Canada. That's why I said, for those outside of Canada.
But you know somebody would ask what it stood for.
I guess so. But...
I know I would.
But yeah, so... So yeah, he passed away, and so somebody said that that they made up a new drink in his honor. Everybody pretty much... it's funny, because everybody loved Jack Layton, but a few years ago, they liked to make fun of him, so arseholes. You know, they'd say things like, oh, yeah, talk to me when you have a seat in the house. And then all of a sudden, he was, like, worshipped when he passed away and stuff. I mean, I thought he was cool, but, you know, some people are just...
You don't have to agree with them to respect him.
Yeah. It is funny. It's funny to watch people turn around. But anyway, now it was like, oh, my God, we lost a hero. Woo, so make the chimes ring and...
But to be fair, he was kind of a hero to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of reasons. So, I mean, you know, some of that was genuine. But, yeah, it is funny to people, you know, to watch people who would just shit on the NDP at every turn.
Yeah.
You know, turn around.
Now that they actually have seats, they're like, oh, the NDP is a valuable party. Ba-ba-da-boo.
Well, and they were, because Jack Layton basically took them from
nothing. Yeah.
And in the course of... You know, the last few elections turned them around, and now they're the second biggest party in Canada. I don't know what it means for them now that he's dead. It could go either way.
And there are vultures waiting to persuade them to merge with the Liberal Party. And
yeah, which would be the stupidest idea I think there has ever been.
I hope they don't do it, because that would be really shitty.
I mean, they're ideologically similar, but I can't see it working out. It would be a poor idea, and we don't need... That would just bring us closer to a two-party system, which is something we really don't need here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've seen how that's working out in the States. So, that really doesn't need to happen.
Yeah.
Even if they are kind of the same in some ways, but, you know, different than others. But,
yeah,
you know, there are differences between the two.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like you've got your NDP, which is, you know, more to the left, your Liberals, which are, you know, center-left, and then your Conservatives, who are nuts. I would rather our Conservatives than American Conservatives any day.
Yeah, that's
because,
true.
You know, our Conservatives... would almost, I'm saying, American Democrats, because they're not right-wing and quite crazy enough in a lot of ways to be American-style conservatives, even though they do some things that are quite scary.
Yeah.
But they're still tempered. They don't have that sort of... They don't have that Tea Party contingent about them, and if they did, they aren't being listened to. Like, they don't actually carry any weight, like the Tea Party maniacs down way of the most of our listeners do. But
yeah.
But anyways, getting back to Jack Layton.
But yeah, Jack.
You know, people called him a socialist. They called him all kinds of things. They could call him whatever they want. I vote NDP at least provincially here most of the time.
Mm.
But, you know, I tend to vote Liberal federally, but That's nothing against Jack.
No.
It's just I like our local Liberal candidate.
Liberal, yeah.
And that's the whole thing. You know, I like him. I think he does a good job for what his role is. And, you know, he's, you know, if I had to pick somebody to represent us locally, I would choose him. And that's oftentimes how I vote. I don't do that strategic voting stuff because I think it's garbage.
Yeah.
If you want someone to win, then you vote for them.
Yeah.
Because you can't say, oh, I want, you know, the Liberals to win, or the Green Party to win, so I'll vote Liberal to keep Stephen Harper out. And like, what are you, an idiot? like, if you want your party to win, vote for your party. I've written about this before.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, I think this strategic voting stuff is the stupidest thing in the world. And I know our election system isn't perfect, the whole first-past-the-post thing, and there's got to be a better way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want your party to gain the support, because you have to remember, well, maybe not now because Harper's trying to kill this, or maybe he already has. I can't remember the party subsidy.
Mm.
Every vote is actually money for your party because every seat they win, you know, and every vote they get qualifies them for a subsidy that can go towards supporting their party and their efforts and their future campaigns.
Mm.
So if you want your party to win and try to get them, you know, to win or try and vote to keep the other guy out, you're actually costing the people you really like money.
Yeah.
And they're never going to get bigger if you don't vote for them. If you want to vote for the Green Party, don't vote for the Liberal Party. If you're a Green, vote for the fucking Greens.
Party.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Like, to me, the strategic voting has never made more sense. Or no, made any sense, I should say. Yeah. Not more. What the hell am I talking about? misspeak. But no, I usually vote Liberal here because I like the guy. I like Frank Valeriot.
Mm.
You know, seems like a nice dude, a genuine dude who actually, you know, mostly does have the best interests of
mm-hmm.
Guelph at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's no disrespect to Jax, but in tribute to Jack, we're going to make
to
a drink.
We heard, but someone decided to create a drink in honor of Jack Layton.
Yes.
And it's made up of Jack Daniels whiskey and Orange Crush, because NDP's main color is orange.
It's orange.
Yeah.
So the Jack Daniels Tennessee whiskey, which is the Jack.
Yeah, I went out and bought the Jack when I went and picked up Trixie's new toy there.
Yes, which you heard in an earlier audio.
Yes.
Yes, this is Jack. The bell is tolling.
Yeah,
right there.
For Jack.
But yeah, this is my, I've got my 40 ounces of
And I bought here. The Orange Crush with my mom, if only she knew what I wanted to use it for.
Because, yeah, your mom was up last weekend.
Yes.
She may star in a future audio.
Yes, she just...
may not be flattered to know that.
She just might.
But yeah, Karen's mom and dad came up to visit. That was nice.
Yeah.
And
they brought Steve the new desk that he keeps saying on Twitter he's going to spill shit on. And
well,
he
I did last night.
A bit of beer, but yeah.
Not much.
Not the catastrophe he was.
Oh no.
Was forecasting.
I forecasted for a catastrophe.
Yeah.
But no, I said with the long weekend coming there'd be, you know,
spillage
a lot
plenty.
Of beer and other drinks and such sitting on that desk, and mostly I've been outside.
Yeah.
But I have had some beers and stuff on the desk, and last night I reached for something, and I grazed the beer just enough where it weebled, and it wobbled.
And then it fell down.
And it weebled again, and it wobbled again, and it fell down. And I caught it pretty quickly, but it kind of, you know, man, like, it doesn't take long for, like, when a beer is over to spill a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, a mouth, I think I said on Twitter I lost maybe a mouthful
and
a half.
Yeah.
You know, but... man, a mouthful and a half can flow pretty far on a
cover
big flat
a lot of
desk.
Ground.
It can cover a lot of ground in a very short period of time. But yeah, if you missed that on Twitter, I've been documenting that, and it took me about 6 days to have my spill.
Yes.
Because you know, when you're used to a certain setup for like 5 years, more than 5 years, you know, it's hard, especially when you're me. I don't know what it is about me and my memory or whatever, but it's hard to get used to new things. Like when we move furniture here or something, I often go to the old spot for a while. You know, it's like, oh wait, there's no couch over here. You know, it takes me a bit to get used to the fact that, you know, the chair is over there instead of over here.
Mm.
So that's the problem with the desk, is like, you know, some people are like, oh, maybe you should find like a different spot or a safer spot. I'm like, no, this spot's perfectly safe.
If I just
the only thing that's dangerous is me.
Yeah.
I'm dangerous. The spot's fine.
Yeah.
Like once I get used to where everything is and what I can do and how I can move my arm, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm the problem. I will fully admit that I am the issue here. The coaster being where it is very handy and it's fine. I'm just a forgetful tool sometimes. And that's the whole issue. But anyways, back to the Leightons. We were talking orange.
So yes, mom said, "Oh, you want to get some groceries?" So
whenever they come up, they want to help us.
They want to help
stuff
us
that we do on our own all the time, which is
it's kind of cute because it saves cab fare. Make sure. Well, sure if you want to go.
Yeah. Well, and it, you know, it, you know at least you're going to get decent help because it's a crapshoot going to the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you can get some pretty interesting
more crap than shoot.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, shoot, I got crap."
Yeah. Pretty much. So mom's like, "Yeah, we're going to get grocery." And I'm like, "Okay, get the Orange Crush." So mom helped me buy Orange Crush. If only she knew it was going into a drink.
If she was contributing to my alcoholism, I don't know if she did.
So to speak.
Yeah. But anyway,
he's making a Leighton.
We're gonna make a Leighton.
You've got your crush?
Not yet. That's step like three or four. What happened on this calendar? Hang on.
Oh, he's cleaning something up.
We have some. I think we had a. Right.
What is it?
No, just a wee bit of that potato salad got on the counter.
Oh, sorry.
No problem. I hadn't really looked at the counter, so I hadn't noticed, so. We're done.
But, he's gonna make a Leighton, and we're gonna find out whether that person who created that drink is an idiot, or a genius, or somewhere in the middle, so,
Alright, I got my,
He's got his jack there, and yeah, sure.
Alright, so that way
I didn't want to get in the way of, because his kitchen isn't very big.
Yeah, well, you could stand to the left of me.
Alright.
Yeah, because that way you won't get hit by the freezer when I go
good
for
good thinking, because you need ice.
I do. Yes. So, right here I've got my fresh bottle of Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Got my nice tall glass here. You want to look at the glass there? Nice,
tally. Yes.
Ooh. I like that glass for this stuff. So, we're going to open the Jack. Still got the tape on it and everything. Oh, great. And my hand is wet, so this could be
fun.
So, I may have to peel the tape instead of just cracking it open. Which is proving to be more difficult than usual. This is no good.
Jack is being a stubborn fellow.
I was thinking, oh yeah, look at this, I'm going to be all smooth. Oh, here we go. I don't know if you can hear that or not. Bye, tape. Alright, open this Jack.
I still laugh when I think about when I met. I actually did get to meet Jack Leighton once, and
I thought you were going to say you got to meet Jack Daniels.
No.
But no, that's right, you did get
a couple of friends thought. Well, didn't know who Jack. Well, didn't realize it was Jack Leighton. I didn't. Anyway, he walks up to us. We're standing in the lobby of a restaurant waiting for a cab, and this man walks up to us and goes, "So, looks like you got some food there," because we had like wrapped up, boxed up some food from dinner, hadn't finished, you know.
An observant fellow.
He's like, "Oh, you got some food? Did you have a good night? You know, did you have a good dinner?" I said, "Yeah." I'm thinking this must be our cab driver.
Well, he hadn't been, had he been leader very long at that point?
It was 06, so...
Okay, so yeah, he had been. Okay.
But, you know, you don't, it's context. Well, you hear a voice in one place, you recognize it instantly. You hear it in another place, and you're like, "Who are you?"
No, that's very true, especially when you're blind. It's like, if you hear a voice always, like, you know, on, like, a phone interview, it sounds different than when you hear it in person.
Mm-hmm. And even you, if you meet somebody, and you recognize a voice in one place, but you see them on the street, and you're like, "Who are you?"
But no,
you
notice
like
totally true,
I ran into a chick from like I see this girl from Action Read where I tutor, and I always recognize her when she's at the front desk. I always know exactly who she is, but I saw her on the street and I was like, "What the hell?" And she's like talking to me up and down, and, "Hey, how's it going?" and asking me questions about.
It's always
my
funny
summer.
When that happens because they think that like they know everything about you.
Yeah.
And as they're talking, you're like, you
just
know,
give
you're,
me a
you're
little
not
more.
Even struggling for facts. You're just like. Churning your brain trying to figure out who are you again?
Who are you? Yeah, just
like,
give me.
Oh my god, please don't ask me that horrible. And don't ever do that.
Yeah, just say who we are.
Just say it. Don't say, hey, do you know who this is?
Yeah.
After we've been talking for 5 minutes, because you're just gonna cut me down and fucking embarrass me if I don't.
Yeah, pretty much.
And if I, it's kind of insulting.
Yeah. Like, just say, hey, it's so and so.
Just say, hey, it's Bob. How you doing? And then talk to me for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, because I hate that question after I've been talking to somebody for a while. If you do that at the beginning, it's kind of a sport and a game, and don't take it personally if we don't know who you are.
Yeah.
But if you come up to me, hey, you know, hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy? You know, like, you know,
talking.
Tap me on the shoulder or whatever. You're saying, you know, do you know who it is? And I'm like, Bob?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's Fred. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Fred, okay. And then we're off on a much better foot, and I'm more engaged in the conversation because I know you're Fred. Because I don't have half my brain going
okay.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Who is this guy?
And the other half going, it's probably Bob. So I'm like trying to think of all the Bob facts I know. Meanwhile, you know, Fred's talking at me, and none of the Bob facts jive with what he's saying.
Or I'm digging for something I can ask this feller so that I can figure out exactly who he is.
Yeah, exactly. So really, it's not even a half-half thing.
No.
It's more of like a split down maybe third or quarter
depending on
so how many things you've got. So just
friggin' say who it is.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Say, hey, it's Dave. How you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'd rather that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it saves all
the
time.
And I just have to figure out which Dave it is. Oh, okay.
But
it's a lot easier to do that than to go through everybody.
Because it's a lot easier for me to rifle through a catalog of Daves than it is for me to try and go through
everyone I've possibly
ever met.
Know. Yeah, exactly.
Because if I don't recognize your voice, it's probable that I've only met you once or twice, maybe 17
or
years
or only seen you in one place.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So. Okay.
This man walks up to us, and he's talking, and I'm thinking it's a cab driver. So I'm like, oh, yeah, we had a good meal. And then he says, it's Jack Layton from the New Democratic Party. And I am suddenly reduced to that.
I wasn't there.
I know.
So I wish I'd have met him.
I know. You were, we could have met him. It sucks, because we could have met him a few times, because they always phone us and say that Jack Layton will be at
the
Wool of Charms, and we can go there and talk to him and whatever, but we never end up going.
That's an opportunity lost, because
I've
thought about going to a few of those, but they're always on like, times when we're not around.
Yeah, or really late.
Yeah, or, like, really late in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't really feel like going to the bar.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway,
Jack Layton
says, I'm from the New Democratic Party, and I'm suddenly rendered stupid.
You're starstruck.
Yeah, pretty much. And all I can get out of my mouth, out of all the possible things I could say, is, I think I've seen you on TV, you're good, or something stupid.
Well done.
Yeah, how about congratulations on the increase in seats, and or yay for Olivia getting a spot in Toronto, or...
Yeah.
I like your parties. You know, I voted for your the guy in my riding. Anything.
Anything, but you're on TV.
I just wanted to.
No, stuff like that happens to everybody. Don't worry. You always feel like such a shitlip when that happens.
Oh my
god. But you're not. It's just it happens.
I freaking met.
Oh my god! I'm talking to Jack Lee.
I freaking met the guy, and all I could muster was, "I saw him on TV." I'm stupid. Wow. Well, I guess I would step up from those douchebags that they come up to on the street and go, "So, do you know who Jack Layton is?" No. Is he like a guy in the magazine?
Oh god. Yeah, those politicians from the news.
Yeah.
That was terrible. That was right up there with, do you know what a blog is? Like a blog?
Like a blog? Or when I have a brain fart, I have a blog. No.
Something tells me that person has a lot of brain farts. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just call it a
hunch.
Yeah. Anyways, let's make this late.
Oh yeah.
We've got our fresh Jack here. The lid is off.
Yes.
Brand new bottle. We're gonna pour a bit in here. Just eyeball it in my Steve fashion, so this might be a double Jack.
Dude.
No, tall glass.
Okay. That sounded like a lot of Jack.
No, it's really not.
I really don't want to be picking you up off the balcony, Chief.
No, really, that's not. I poured that perfectly.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
No, you do that. I would show you, but you don't know how much goes into a shot. So, no, there's nothing wrong with that, considering the size of the glass that I have. So, we need ice.
Yes.
Hopefully I can find the ice. Yay! Easily, I'm being attacked by ice cream sandwiches.
And burgers?
No, it was ice cream sandwiches.
Okay.
Where are we with
Oh.
Fucking ice cream sandwich. I hope we find them all. How many do we have left?
Two.
I have two right now.
Okay, because you ate one and I ate one.
Okay, I was thinking it was two and not four. I just want to be sure because the last thing we need is a melted ice cream
sandwich. Ooh, gross.
All over the floor.
All over the floor.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Dan.
Yes.
We still have to give that feller a phone call.
We do.
Because we promised him one.
And we don't
back down on our promises.
Yeah.
Unless somebody else backs down on us first.
Ooh, he found the ice.
I did.
He found it.
I got it.
Now he's gonna have to smash it.
No, I probably won't. It looks like there's enough here that I pre-smashed.
Yay, pre-smashed ice.
I drank whiskey.
All right.
So, fire some ice.
Into the jack.
Actually, I may want to smash this. Hang on. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
That does it.
Ooh-wee.
Well done, Steve. Okay.
Yay, Steve.
We'll put the ice away now. And hopefully not have ice cream sandwiches leap out and attack me again. That was no good, everybody.
No good.
Okay, so we have that. Now, orange crush.
On top of the Coke.
Yeah, I see it. My phone is talking. Why is my phone talking? I didn't hear it go off. But all right, we have our orange crush. One of the things I'm going to get here is a spoon, because some people don't do this, but I always do. It's not a mixed drink unless you actually mix the goddamn thing.
Well, yeah.
Because some people just float the stuff on top. Oh, this doesn't taste right. But no, it's got to taste right. There's an art to this here. We got our ice. We got our thing. Our jack. We're now just...
Oh, boy.
Pour the orange. No, we're good. We're actually, I think if I stop pouring here for a second, let
the foam settle
down a little bit, we can get a little more in there. There we go. Still got a bit of this orange can left. I can use it for the next one, which hopefully I will want.
Yes.
I have no idea what this is going to taste like.
This could be an experience.
This could be in the Chronicles of Fail. for all I know.
Who was it who I retweeted who said this was the way to make a Leighton? It was,
Stephen Page?
Stephen Page, yeah.
I think who had actually retweeted somebody else.
Yeah.
Alright, take my spoon here. Mix my ice and my Jack and
my
orange.
A brave man. I don't know if I... Even if I like Jack, if I would be able to do this.
My big problem is the orange crush. I like Jack Daniel.
I know.
Which is amazing when you
considering your history with it.
Because I had a good history with it until I had...
Until...
You know, like, everybody has their...
You decide to slug back a little too much.
Well, they're one bad drunken night. Mine, I call Jack Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple hours of my life and that I don't remember and probably would like to have back. Which involved apparently falling and splitting my head open.
Yep.
A little bit. Like, it wasn't terrible, but I
wasn't there to witness it.
I had a nice scab. And...
All no, I know...
It just wasn't fun.
All I know is when I phoned to see what was up with you, the feller who was staying with you would not let me talk to you, and all he kept saying was, the night was just grand.
Yeah, no, I didn't even hear the phone.
The night
was
just grand. And he wouldn't tell me what in hell happened.
I told you.
I know.
See, that's why we've been, like, friends and together for so long. Because it's a trust thing. If I do something stupid, you know I'm going to tell you about it.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you asked me, and I said, yeah, listen, I'm an idiot. Here's what I did.
Here's what they tell me I did.
Yeah, here's what I remember, and here's what they told me to fill it in, you know.
And here's the piece that then I remember waking up in the bathroom
and
the school, no less. Not the bathroom in your house.
We were going to jam. That's
yes.
Right. But we never made it.
And the douchebag who wouldn't tell me what was going on threatened to leave you in the parking lot.
I think that was his
That is reason number 6742 that I do not like said douchebag.
But I think that was his way of trying to motivate me to get up.
Yeah, but he would have walked away and left you.
He might have, but
my other friend would not have
bailed him out of a few things.
Well, if he did, I'd have to go... Take the next thing moving, as the stick is prone to say.
Yeah.
And down there and beat his ass.
But no, I've bailed him out of a number of things and covered his ass a bunch of times, so I don't think he would have left me. So.
Anyways, we haven't
had a bad incident like that since. No. That was oh my god, that was almost 12 years ago.
Yep.
That was 12 years ago. Next June.
Yeah, I guess it was 2000. Yeah.
Yep, it was.
Yep.
All right, let's try this. Boy. It's got
he's,
Jack, it's got
orange,
it. It's got
he's
ice.
He's got it. He's taking it. He's thinking about it. He's sniffing it. Oh, no, he's sipping it.
Huh. Hmm. I think I could do that.
That's a more satisfied hook than I was expecting.
No, I don't know. Not bad. It has a very Jack Daniels-y taste. Like, for some reason, like, the orange and the Jack go to... They really...
They each work
out? It's like sweet Jack Daniels.
Weird.
Is kind of what it is. Like, I wasn't quite sure what to expect. But yeah, it's like sweet Jack Daniels. I think I can handle that.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble. Like, trouble!
I don't think I would go out of my way to do it. But because I have Orange Crush, I'll probably do it again. Like, I don't hate it. It's not like mixing green tea ginger ale with something. Because, oh my god, green tea ginger ale is horrible.
Yes, my father decided we had to try this green tea ginger ale.
I tried one. It sucked. Like, it sucked on its own, so I mixed it with Canadian Club to try and salvage it to see if I could do it. And that made it worse.
Yeah, I know.
And when Canadian Club makes something worse, you know you've got something bad
you've
on your
got trouble.
Hands. So... Yeah, bad times. But no, I kind of like this. It works. So, are we doing anything else in this cast, or is this...
If you're happy with it, I'm happy with it, so yeah. I can go and upload this. What do we call this one?
I don't know. Mm. I may have to leave that one to you. I'm not sure. I'm not really inspired.
Yeah, me either.
So, but you know, give me a few more Leightons. I have a lot of ideas.
Oh, boy. Oh boy!
Oh boy!
I've been listening
GPS.
Oh boy! I've been listening to a lot of the old audio because now that it was saved from certain doom, I've kind of been looking through it and going, "Wow, that's a lot of stuff."
Now the more I drink this, the more I like it.
Good stuff.
But it's very Jack. I didn't over Jack Daniels it, but
the Jack is just a stronger flavor.
I think next time I might. Put in a little less.
Ah.
And maybe it'll be more of a balance.
Right.
Because it's good, but right now the Jack is overpowering it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it might call for a little less Jack. But
all
it's
right.
good.
Well,
I like it.
Leighton
so
was a success.
Woo-hoo. Jack Daniels, Orange Crush, and if you're like me, get some ice in there. And it's pretty good. I'll probably be drinking those.
Okay, then.
Cool, because what the hell else are we going to do with Orange Crush?
I know, I was thinking that. Well, so, I could probably drink it, but...
Yeah, I'll kill it for us.
All right, well, I'm going right. to put this up and...
Sounds good.
Hope you enjoy.
And we'll probably be talking to you later when I'm in significantly worse shape.
Oh, boy.
Bye, right. everybody.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.